This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, tonight we have two new imams. Yeah? We have the Isha Imam from Akbar. Yeah? You can feel the difference when Akbar became Imam. His sound is a bit powerful. Yeah? Then we follow up with Qiyam by Brother Muhammad. Brother Muhammad is the son-in-law of Dr. Muhammad Al-Jibali. Yeah. Inshallah, we keep on praying for his fast recovery. After Dr. Muhammad Al-Jibali left us, visiting Malaysia, be our guest, then he was been tested by Allah Rabbul Alameen, having some stroke, I think, but he is struggling and is recovering, inshallah. When there is a trial in that manner, it is not only a test for the person, but it is also a test for the family members. So may Allah give them extra patience, sabr, and we all will pray for his fast recovery, inshallah. We also are aware that some of our family members, some of our jama'ah have left today for Umrah. May Allah make their journey a safe one. We know that the situation over there is a bit hot, but may Allah make it easy for all of them. And for those who have performed their Umrah, they are just waiting for the time to come home. So may Allah make their journey home a easier one too, inshallah, so that they will continue with our jama'ah here. Brothers and sisters, we are very happy to see all of you, especially in the month of Ramadan, the blessed month. We know that everybody has been very busy with their worldly affairs, but alhamdulillah, at least in the month of Ramadan, we are united again. But in the same time, you see that the reason we encourage most of our jama'ah to be here with us is to make sure that our prayer that we are trying to perform, the Qiyam every night, we are doing the best Qiyam with the best discipline, that we follow the Imam in the right manners with full adab. Before the Imam move, we are not supposed to move. We will wait until the Imam finishes recitation. Allahu Akbar, Sami Allahu Liman Hamida, Allahu Akbar. Even we do hear the recitation of the Imam, Allah, but we are not going to move. Why? Because that is the discipline in following the Imam. We are trying our best to follow the command of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to improve our personal relationship with Allah Rabbul Alameen. Now this relationship between we and Allah grow vertically, direct to Him. And in the same time, you see why we emphasize, why we always remind our good jama'ah before the beginning of the prayer, to make sure that our saf is straight, to make sure that we are standing in one saf, a straight saf, and we are standing close to each other. The closeness is our relationship between fellow mankind, the horizontal relationship. We have the vertical with Allah Rabbul Alameen. Now, to have that relation with Allah, you must make sure your connection between you are good. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man wasala safan wasala Allahu lah." Whoever have a good connection between yourself as one ummah, then automatically you have a good connection with Allah Rabbul Alameen. وَمَنْ قَطَعَ صَفًّا قَطَعَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. Whoever purposely cut off that connection, I don't care, I want to pray, it's my prayer, I don't care whether you are close or you are not close to me, I don't want you to stand close to me sometime. By having that feeling, you are disconnecting yourself with fellow Muslim horizontally, then automatically you will be disconnected with Allah vertically. So this is very important. I know a lot of people don't care about this adab of saf. Even the imam keep on reminding every time, every Jumaat. Make sure the saf is straight, stand close to each other. People just don't bother. I don't know why. Why can't we respond? A simple instruction from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why the ummah is weak today. Even we are the, I would say that the Muslim are the only people, group of people who worship Allah more than anyone else. We worship Allah more than any group of people. Because only the Muslim have 5 time prayers. Other than Muslim, is up to them. But we was commanded by Allah to have this ongoing relationship with Allah. But until today, very sad to say, if you go to any other musalla, people just don't bother about this instruction. Stawu sufufakum. People just don't bother. Do you experience that, brothers and sisters? That's why we feel so sad. Why? Even the Muslim majority, but they have no strength, no quality, because they are not united. Because they are not united in their prayer. So don't underestimate the instruction of saf. Some of the ayah that was recited by the imam in the qiyam, talking about zulm. We know what is zulm. Generally, people say zulm, that means you are being unjust to yourself or unjust to others. But the real zulm is shirk. Inna zulm la shirk. Inna shirk la zulmun azim. The worst zulm is shirk. What is shirk means Allah provide for us everything. He provide us food and drink. Kulu washrabu wa la tufsidu fil ard. Don't be the people who like to cause mischief. After you eat what Allah have given you, after you have drink what Allah have provided for you, don't cause mischief on the earth of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Causing mischief is a zulm. You commit zulm to yourself, zulm to others. And a lot of people do all this mischief because they don't believe in Allah. Only people who don't believe in Allah will cause mischief. And that's why every night in Ramadan, we will end our prayer with vitir. A witr, normally we end with 3 rak'ah. And we were recommended by our Prophet, okay, you recite any surah, it's okay. But we are highly recommended to recite Al-A'la in the 1st rak'ah. The 2nd rak'ah, Kulliya. The 3rd rak'ah, Kulhullah. And continue with the 2 other quls, if possible. Now, while Kulliya always connected with Kulhullah, when you recite Kulia, then Kulhullah will come in. Yeah? Why they are so connected? Kulia is here to remind all the Muslims that we are different. We cannot be like the disbeliever. The Muslim who believe in something, we don't believe like other people believe. Because we believe what Allah wants us to believe. Allah don't talk about numbers, so we don't believe in numbers. Where other people believe in numbers. Other people believe in so many other things. This stone, that stone, this gem, and this color, this date. We don't have that problem. Why? Because Allah do not want us to believe in all that. We only believe what Allah wants us to believe. Because believing is something to do with the unseen. And no one knows better than Allah about the unseen. That is why we are different. And kuliah always end with lakum dinukum waliya din. But until today, the way we act, the way we behave, like we are no different with other people. When Allah has said lakum dinukum waliya din, that we are different, they are different. And then the last surah in the third rakat is Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Now is to strengthen our iman again. First, to remind us that we are different with the non-believer. And now we have to strengthen, reinforce our aqidah, our iman, that we only believe in one true God, Allah Rabbul Alamin. Whatever people want to tell you about other than Allah Rabbul Alamin, we don't care anymore. Because we know we came from Him, and to Him we return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And Allah have all the power. No one is powerful than Allah Rabbul Alamin. We know this. But we have problem. We do know, we do have knowledge, but we fail to reinforce this feeling, this spirit inside us. We still fear a lot of other things more than Allah Rabbul Alameen. So it's time for us to move. It's time for us to change. If Ramadan is not going to make any difference, then we have to look into ourselves seriously. We have to be very committed to ourselves now. We always pray that Ramadan will help all of us to recharge our battery, to renew our iman, and to make us more disciplined and committed to what we are doing for the sake of Allah. Like when you pray with commitment, with discipline. Then we hope that outside of the prayer, we still have the same spirit, the same commitment. When there's a need for us to respond, to do something for the sake of Allah, so that we will be among the group of people that Allah said, Abrar, righteous people. I will share with you tomorrow night. Who is this group of people that Allah talk about? Innal abrar, these righteous people. That will come to us tomorrow, inshallah. Because tonight we want you to reflect a bit. The first day of Ramadan, but the second Qiyam. But I believe all the brothers and sisters, we are prepared to make changes. Are we? Yes, inshallah. I've seen, mashallah, from last night, the adab of the Jama'ah prayer was good, mashallah. But one of the night we will show you, you know, because there's a lot of hidden camera here that is following up the movement. So whoever move properly, whoever do not move properly, only you know and Allah knows. But I have informed our team that if they do anything, not from the front, from behind. Because we don't even like people to look at our face. Yeah. But alhamdulillah, the improvement was very good. May Allah give us the sabar, the patience. For those who have been with us since last night, may Allah reward all of you for coming all the way to this markaz. And for those who are here tonight, may Allah also give us the same spirit. And we want to move on, inshallah. And we want to be more committed, more active, and proactive in this month, Ramadan Mubarak. We do not want that when Ramadan come in, we give a lot of excuses. I have to go home early for what? Cooking, alhamdulillah. Preparing food, yes, no problem, because you have to do that too. But don't forget your prayer before iftar. Remember that. Don't forget your prayer before iftar, even 5 minutes. Ask Allah. And always remember, don't be stingy when you pray to Allah. Not just asking for you, you, and you. No. The beautiful prayer is we. Pray for everybody. Pray for the family and pray for the world too. The world today needs a lot of prayer so that we can live peacefully wherever we go. And peace belongs to Allah, and we have to have a good connection with Him. So may Allah subhanahu wa accept our prayer and make it easy for all of us. And every night, alhamdulillah, when you come here, you know there is somebody helping us, our parking and everything. And so when we leave, inshallah, we leave in peace, inshallah. And don't forget to wake up for sahur, because sahur have a lot of barakah. Sahur have a lot of barakah. And that is one that makes us different between we and the people of the book. If they fast, they don't wake up for sahur. When we fast, we wake up for sahur. Why? Lakum dinukum waliyadin. They have their way, we have our way. And our way is the way of Allah Rabbul Alamin, Sirat al-Mustaqim. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins, strengthen our iman, increase our sabr from every night when you perform your jama'ah prayer here, inshallah. We'll see you tomorrow night. Wabillahi tawfiqi wa akhir da'wana. And our Sunday class also is still on, when we are talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all other messenger of Allah Rabbul Alamin. Class will start like normal 11 until Zuhur time. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.